This episode of New Manager Media, Manage Right from the Start, is brought to you by Takagi Consulting. I'm Jennifer Takagi, the founder and CEO, Chief Encouraging Officer of Takagi Consulting. Join my groups so you can have access to informational videos, resources, and to help you succeed, as well as a community to help support and propel your career. The Facebook group and LinkedIn group names are New Managers on the Rise. Join them today. You can also find the links in the show notes. That's New Managers on the Rise. I'm Jennifer Takagi, and I really look forward to connecting to you soon. Welcome to New Manager Media, Manage Right from the Start with Jennifer Takagi. I'm Jennifer, a former climber of the corporate and government ladders, turned leadership development entrepreneur. I'm a leadership coach helping you transform your office from feeling like a prison cell into a playground where employees are energized, engaged, and eager to work. Stress is reduced. Productivity is increased. Communication is seamless. Because playgrounds are much more fun than cubicle cells. Leadership development might seem like hard work, but leadership done right helps you create the team of your dreams. Each week, I'll bring you an inspiring message to pave the way to your successful journey into a leadership role. Thank you for joining me today. Now let's get started. Welcome to New Manager Media, Manage Right from the Start. I'm your host, Jennifer Takagi, and today I want to talk about being a trustworthy leader people want to follow. Being a trustworthy leader that people want to follow. What makes you want to follow a leader? What makes you want to get up and flip on your computer and start working? What makes you want to make your boss look good? Because in the end, that's kind of our job, is to make our boss look good, whether you like it or not. Oh, did nobody ever tell you that? It's the truth. We have to make our boss look good. How can we do that? How do you become the person that people want to follow? So the first thing is consistency. Consistency. There are some leaders out there that are completely inconsistent. You don't know what you're going to get from day to day. You see them on the news all the time. And it makes it really hard for people to want to follow you. You have to be consistent. And in talking about leadership skills, you lead yourself, you lead others, you lead the organization. And there is a fourth one. You lead innovation and change management. I think that's what the fourth one is. But that first one on leading yourself is very important, because you have to grow your skills. You have to be the adult all the time. Now, I'm not saying that you're not going to fall off the wagon from time to time and not do what you're supposed to do. But get right back on there. Tomorrow, start doing the right thing immediately. As soon as you can correct it, correct it. But be consistent. If you tell people you have an open door policy, have an open door policy. If you tell your people they can come to you if they have a problem and you will help them work it out, do not chastise them for coming to you with a problem. I used to be very frustrated because I hated it when I would hear the statement, "Don't come to me with a problem unless you have a solution." Well, guess what? I wouldn't have come to you with a problem if I had the solution. That's coming to you with a solution and getting your blessing on it. That's not the same thing. I want to come to you and say, I have this problem. And then what I need from you is I need you to help me get on a path to a solution. You don't have to solve it for me, but tell me. I often tell the story of, we had two handbooks where I worked, a 4350.1 and a 4350.3. And initially, The woman who was training me, who was absolutely brilliant and pretty much had both handbooks memorized word for word because she was that good, I would say, I'm working on this. I don't know where to start. And she'd say, the 4350.1, chapter 5. And I'd say, great. I'd go to my desk, pull out the handbook, I'd read it, I would come up with possible solutions, and then I would go back and say, okay, this is where I am. And she would help me because I was in a training mode, right? It takes a long time to learn a new job. At one point, I got to where I would go to her and I would say, is it in the one or the three? This is my problem. Then I could find the right chapter, but why would I go through the one the whole time and flip through every chapter to find my answer when it was in the three, right? She would get me on point to which one it was, and I could find the answer. And then it got to the point where I knew where to look, I knew what the answer was, but just to double check before I turned it into the boss, I would go to her and say, okay, this is what I did. Where am I? Is this it? There was complete consistency there. We started with a bicycle with training wheels, and then we took the training wheels off, and then I got a 10 speed, and then I could ride really well, and I could do my own thing. Consistency. If someone comes and says they have a problem, help get them on the path to solution. The last time I shared this story, the next comment was, but what if they just came in to complain? And I had a participant in one of my sessions say, I just ask him, are we talking about your feelings or are we talking about fact? Is it fact or is it feeling? And so that's kind of become like a little catchphrase. Is it a feeling or is it a fact? If it's a fact and they really need your help, put them on the right path. But be consistent. Don't be put out. Don't be rude. If they come to you for your help and you're really not feeling it right there and like you've got 12 other things going on, be honest and say, I can't help you with that right now. Look at your calendar and schedule time to help them with it. Schedule time to help it with them. But you need to be consistent and you need to take a deep breath. I say this a lot. When someone comes walking in your office, take a deep cleansing breath